Hi everyone, Angela Yee here, the creator of Residents of Persephone Park. Get ready for the return of not one, but two seasons this year. Please support our journey by checking out our Indiegogo campaign, like and review this podcast, and tell the whole world we're coming back with new legends, new characters, and new mysteries to unfold.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Sorry, I think my message cut off earlier. But like I said, please, please, please call me back. Time is running out. For all of us.
Sam! Yes! You're actually here today!
Alina, hi. I told you I would be.
Okay, I can't believe you're doing this. This is Drew. Yes, they make your coffee. We've said this. And this is June. Arjun. Junpei. Whatever's easier for you.
Hi.
Hi, Sam. It's nice to meet you properly this time.
Right. Yeah, sorry about that. Last time.
Oh, I mean, no, it's okay. I've gotten a lot of reactions when people find out I'm a twin, though your reaction was definitely the most interesting.
Yeah, I knew your brother, kinda.
Yeah, you guys were friends, right?
We were something.
Yes. Sam, I somehow forgot to tell you this, but we bumped into Jessica again. And she was crazy. I thought you guys were friends, but she tried to teach us to instill fear in creatures.
What? That can't be right. There was an incident in the past, but she was the one that loved the creatures the most.
Can you talk to her about it? I feel like she'd listen to you. She could seriously hurt herself and others.
I wish I could, but it's literally impossible for us to meet. I'll see if Terry can talk to her.
What do you mean?
Well, you guys already know about our condition, but the truth is, it doesn't extend to just creatures. It affects us too. I wouldn't be able to hear her, and she won't be able to see me. It's the same regardless of how we try to contact each other. Plus, it's kind of awkward. When we last saw each other, some harsh words were spoken. I may not be able to talk some sense into her, but, you know, Terry should.
Her situation just seems a little concerning.
Come on, let's go see the Perrys. I promise they're nice. And we can forget everything else and enjoy today.
I guess.
Why don't we all sit down on the grass? So, I'm sure you're wondering about my relationship with June.
Yes! I mean, whatever, you're ready.
I'm sorry, Alina. I know you're going to be enthusiastic
totally
no matter what I say, but your staring is just so intense.
What? But...
Okay,
but I'm
Alina.
Being supportive.
No, Alina, take a walk.
Oh, come on.
Just, Alina, just take a walk. June. Hey, June. Go with her.
Okay. I mean, hey, let's go check out the fairies.
Ugh, fine. But I'm going to listen to this later. I'm literally recording.
Of course you are.
Come on.
Oh,
come on.
But Jude, I want to hear
no,
what
here,
they're going to say.
Take my arm. We got to give them their privacy.
I think I'd prefer Alina to hear this later rather than hearing it directly from me.
I know. Her eyes were shining with a little too much anticipation. So, anyway... Tell your favorite barista what's got you troubled.
Is this how that works?
I provide the coffee and free therapy, and you provide the nice tips you always give me. Yeah, but seriously, what's up?
I was in a relationship before, and I thought I knew a lot about them. But it turns out I didn't know much about them at all. Not even their name. But it's been 3 years, and I think I still love him.
Oh my god. Oh my god. So you are coming out to me. Are we having a moment? Are we having a moment right now without Alina? Oh, she absolutely cannot know this. No, under no circumstance can she know this is happening. She will kill me.
Is this because of the crush she had on me?
Yeah, no, don't worry about that. She likes to look but doesn't touch. I mean, she is going to kill me because you came out to me first. Oh my God. Sam, I am absolutely touched by all of this. I mean it. But I need to go before Alina finds out what just happened.
But what about the Perrys?
Right. You said they were originally tricksters, right? Do you think they could help us escape? Oh, nope. Mm-mm. She's looking this way. I gotta go.
Drew, why are you running? Drew, what did he tell you? Come back here!
Alina! What about the Perrys? They were going to give us the flower crowns, and I still really want one. Do we have to run?
I forgot I had a shift.
Okay, I guess we have to run.
I have work. Nope. Bye.
Maybe I should also run. Okay, so we're here to see... Dog? Alina?
Hey, Sam.
Jim?
Surprise. Turns out you've been in our lives this entire time, huh?
Sorry. My mom demanded I take Dog to the doctor. She has been down lately, you know, because of the whole Jessica situation.
Well, I'm happy to talk about it if it helps Dog.
Yeah, we're here for you.
Thank you, everyone. I just feel so helpless. A lot of the things I thought I knew turned out to be wrong.
Dog thought she could make everything right again, you know, with Jessica.
Sam, I know you literally can't communicate with Jessica, but can't you do something? Force her to, I don't know, calm down?
Terry and I are actually hoping to resolve the issue soon. That should put your mind at ease at least, right? I'll let Alina know when that happens and we can all talk. How does that sound?
Okay, just be careful, Sam.
Dog says to be careful, and I agree. Even Terry seems concerned.
I'll feel better when Dog feels better as well, but there is one more problem at hand. What exactly do I tell my mom about Dog?
I'll just write something up. It's almost summer. Maybe it's too hot and she got overheated?
Look! There! On the counter!
A mouse at the back and glasses. It can't be.
Ratoncito Perez!
We have mythological mice?
What's the bag for?
Dog, would you like to do the explanation? I'm gonna go get the thing that I think that Señor Perez is looking for.
Oh, hey, little guy. Careful with other people's phones. It would suck if he broke Sam's... June, come take a look at this.
What did you want me to see?
Alina, don't look into other people's stuff.
Yes, mother.
You should be so lucky.
Ha! We'll talk later.
Gotcha. Never a dull moment, huh? Now then, I have the note for your mom, and that should be it, right?
I actually... have a question for you, if that's okay.
Oh, uh-huh. And what is that?
Okay, well, no one's really said anything about it yet, but my brother. He knew about this park and went there with you and Jessica, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Does that mean he has the same condition as you two, then?
Yes.
Oh, shit, I didn't even think... Is that
why... What did he lose? It had to have happened 3 years ago, right? It was the year we graduated. I was on track to go on to my master's, but Junichi... got sick. Like, emotionally? It was weird. He had memory loss, and sometimes he just, like... zone out completely. I came back home after I heard that, but there really wasn't anything that any of us could do. And that just seems really different than losing a sense.
He got the worst of the conditions. He lost his sense to speak, and when that happened, he lost his memories of the creatures, of the park, and of everything.
That seems like overkill.
Yeah, well, at least he no longer has to deal with the park drama anymore.
But he's been doing a lot better. He finally got out of the house, went to Japan recently to do some traveling and see our grandparents. Maybe when he's back, we could figure something out. A way for the two of you to meet again.
June, thank you, really. Despite my original reaction, I'm glad I got a chance to meet you. It's more than enough to know that he's doing well now.
Okay, I just saw something super important on Sam's phone today. It's a text from Terry.
And what did it say?
Woods, this Friday at 5. I'll bring Cerberus.
Wow, even when they text Sam, they're blunt.
Right? Anyways, the Woods. This is it. This is the major event.
But didn't we agree with Sam that we weren't going to look into the Woods?
Yes, but that was because I didn't know when they were going. Now we do. So we'll be safe. Strength and numbers and all that.
Mm-hmm.
They just won't know that we're also there. As well.
Alina, are you really sure that we want to break Sam's trust like this? Again?
Don't you think we have the right to know what's going on? I mean, Dog, Jessica, and clearly Sam are all traumatized by this. We could help them.
All right. But we're just going there to observe. And if I say it gets too dangerous, then we leave. Immediately. Understood? We know nothing about this creature.
Yeah, since no one will tell us anything about it.
Actually, I think there is one person who would tell us more information about the creature.
Oh, Alina, don't tell me you're talking about...
Jessica.
Hello.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, hi. Yeah, she's
You
she's
really appear out of nowhere, don't you?
I'm surprised you all actually reached out. Now, what do you want after you ruined my attempt to help you?
I don't know. Maybe some actual help for once?
True. Come on. We want answers about the creature in the woods.
A creature in the woods?
Yeah, the one that everyone's been fussing about, and probably the very thing you said you were searching for.
Well, I want information as well, then. What more can you tell me?
We know that Sam and Terry are going to look for it soon.
They are? When?
Tell us what we want to hear first.
A trade. Well, it seems like you guys do know a thing or two about how this park works.
Great. Now start talking.
You guys know what Dog is exactly, right?
Duh. A green Martian.
Then you understand the concept of new creatures.
New... what do you mean?
Well, there have been alien sightings throughout human civilization, so maybe that's not new enough. How about this? Do you know Slender Man?
What did you just say?
I need you to stop.
Slender Man? Why does that name sound familiar?
June, don't say that name.
There's no way. No way that this creature actually exists. June, didn't you hear about what happened 2 years ago?
Slender Man.
Stop saying his name!
Oh my god.
Okay. Okay, the point isn't about what he's done, it's about what he is. A new creature. He's only 7 years old.
What on earth were you thinking inviting that monster here?
I told you, we weren't his typical victims. Plus, there's no way the lion dogs or my djinn would have allowed any harm to us.
He got awfully close to us before we even noticed.
Well, that's the kind of danger you have to deal with in this park. Do you still think this is just a fun little adventure for you to go on and then you can just go home? It's not like that for the rest of us.
That's what we're trying to understand. But we're still new to this. You can't just throw us firsthand into danger like that.
You'll never learn if I constantly have to warn you what's going to happen.
Hey, Jessica, where are you going?
Our conversation here is done. There's no point in talking anymore.
But you never told us what we wanted to know. We still want to trade.
You gave me enough information to go off of. You can do the very same with mine.
Just what is up with everyone in this park?
Alina, just
calm down. We just need to think, right?
Yeah, she said she gave us enough information to figure it out. We can do this.
All she did was talk about Slenderman.
Yeah. No. Don't say okay. The name.
Okay.
We're not dealing with that a second time.
Fine. Anyways, all she talked about was stuff about Slendy?
I think it was actually something he said that was interesting.
Really? Like what?
Okay, so at the very end, before he left, he said, "You don't want to deal with another new creature." He's probably referring to the creature in the woods, right?
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, I haven't heard anything about new entity out there. Have you guys?
If you haven't heard about it, I doubt the two of us have either.
I mean, that's true. But everyone here is making it sound like a really big deal. There's no way it could be some lesser-known creature, could it? I mean, Jessica practically made a deal with the devil. Dog went looking for gods to figure out what to do. A demigod is taking their pet, Cerberus, to find it. That doesn't scream, not a big deal to me!
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, why do I feel an and coming with that sentence?
Because there is. Yeah, you're right. And I think you all know what we need to do now.
We're going into the woods, aren't we?
Yes, June, indeed we are.
Here we are again. In the park. At night.
It's still early evening.
The moon's not even out yet, gosh.
Have you ever gone into the woods before?
I've walked alongside it once with Sam. You know, I don't remember it being this eerie before.
Oh. Wait, you guys. Over there. It's Sam and Terry.
Hide! Come on over here! Help! Watch it!
Okay.
This is dry tree.
Drew, did you really have to push me? It's not gonna help anything.
Guys, shut up! Okay. Remember, no hesitation when it comes to this.
I know.
You can't let your emotions take over.
I know.
Okay, let's do this. Okay, hurry! We gotta follow after them!
Did you hear what they were talking about?
Terry said not to hesitate. Why would they?
We'll come back to it. We're going to lose them. Come on, let's go. Oh, where did they go?
Okay, this is the worst idea ever.
It's just a trick of the mind. Just take deep breaths. Come on, it's still light out. We can't freak out yet.
Do you guys see them at all? How did we lose a gigantic hellhound that easily?
Alina, wait! I think we should stay in one place. I'd rather we get in trouble with Sam as long as we make it home in one piece.
See, I would agree, except there appears to be no cell service, so there's no way for Sam to find us because we are in the woods of a magical park!
Right. I see the issue there now.
So, theoretically, if we walk in one direction long enough, we should eventually get out of the woods, at least.
Yeah, I don't know if that theory is altogether sound.
Then what should we do? All I wanted to do was see what the big deal is with this new creature.
Here, let's take a break. We have water and snacks. We're not going to die of starvation anytime soon. Let's take a minute. Clear our heads. Yeah?
Sure.
Did you bring those really good granola bars?
Oh, the peanut butter ones?
How are you guys actually hungry?
With, like, the chocolate bits?
You know that's what I'm talking about. Yes or no?
Yes?
Wait, hold on. Hey.
Is there chocolate?
I packed you chocolate.
Yes!
Hold on. Before we get back to the granola bars, although I still am very hungry, look at this.
What is it?
Do you see these, like, all these mushrooms? I mean, I think they're all connected. It's like a huge circle.
Circle? Did you just say we're in a circle of mushrooms?
Yeah. I think so.
No, Oh my god. Okay, no, we need to get out now. Pack up. Let's go.
What? But we were just resting.
Now!
Okay, okay, sheesh.
Quick, what's the date and time?
It's still May 20th, 2016, 6:45 p.m. Hey, I think I might have a bar now. Wait, where's Sam in my contacts?
Drew, what's going on?
This is called a fairy ring. It is mythology 101. I thought you guys said you'd study up on this. Fairy rings are said to be left behind from where the fairies danced, and they are a clear indication that we are in fairy territory.
Oh. So should we leave? Because it kind of sounds like you're saying we're about to be spirited away right now.
Yep. I'm exactly saying that. So come on, let's go. Give me your chocolate. I will tell you more about the she once we're in a safer area.
Oh my god, is what's happening
please.
Now?
I told you.
This isn't how I wanted to die.
Please, you have to understand.
There is nothing to understand here. Ginny, do it.
Don't worry. They won't escape.
Wait, Jessica, this wasn't the plan.
Dawn?
Oh my god. You guys, Jessica looks serious.
Oh, thank goodness I finally found you. First of all, I am very disappointed. But second of all, these fairies are in danger.
Right. Lion dogs, watch the shin. Come on.
What do you wish for me to do to them?
Whoa! Remember where we are. Savitary, you're also in the woods. You're going to draw attention to yourself.
You think I care? You think I'll let this opportunity go to waste?
Come on. Do you even see who you're attacking right now? Dude, they're trembling.
You need to back off. This is your last warning.
Look, I understand this trauma, but this can't be the answer. Please, order your djinn to back down.
I won't take answers from people like you. I know so much more about the park and the creatures than you. What makes you think you're even a challenge to me?
Leave now, humans. If you know what's best for you.
We need to go.
Go! We'll take care of this.
Thank you. We will not forget this.
Dio, G, hold the djinn back!
They've gotten away.
Jessica, we know what happened to you wasn't right. But you need to understand, you've been hurting creatures without a care in the world. You've got to see that what you're doing also isn't right.
I don't care about what's right or wrong. This is my last chance and I will not fail. Ginny, end this. We have more work to do tonight.
Of course.
Oh my god, quick, get down! Theo! Gee! And Cerberus? Enough!
What is everyone doing here? Alina? Jessica?
Oh, thank God the cavalry's here.
Come on, can't I get scolded after we make it out of here?
Sam.
All right. Everybody step aside. Step aside. Alina's told us everything you've been up to. I can guess why you're here tonight, but don't think I won't have some choice words about your behavior in the park.
Oh, please, Terry. Like you have any real power in this park.
Oh, I don't need any real power to take you down.
Okay. This is what we've been hoping for, right? The big reunion. Isn't this what everyone wanted? Back to the good old days.
I keep telling you over and over. Things can never be the same again.
It's just me. It's just me, Jess.
This wasn't exactly how I thought this would go.
This isn't how any of us thought this would go.
I wish I could see you both.
She misses you.
Jessica, we can do this. Together. The creature is here, and we can finally move on.
So, not to break up this weirdly intense and maybe heartwarming reunion, but can you all please finally explain to us just what this creature is?
There's a creature here that's like no other.
Hey, Martian.
It's a modern creature, right?
Oh, for the
love. I mean, we figured that out thanks to Jessica.
Does no one here know how to keep a secret?
But we couldn't think of one as recent.
That's because this creature that we're looking for can only survive here in this park.
How does that make any sense?
Because it's a creature that I created. Or really, only Junie and I really believed in it, so it didn't have enough power to survive anywhere else in the world. not like slender.
Yeah, okay. Okay. We get the picture. Thanks.
Okay, but if that's the case, why couldn't you tell us this? Dog?
I'll say it. I'm the mean one.
You're not that bad, Terry.
We didn't tell you about the creature because we were scared you would also try to make one yourself.
Wow, okay, so you are kind of that bad.
You were all in on this? You thought we'd just go around and what? Play God ourselves? What kind of ego do you think we have?
It's not about ego. It's about human curiosity.
You're honestly telling me that if I told you you could create your own creature, you wouldn't try?
Okay, let me get this straight. There is a creature that you all helped create, and the reason why you didn't want us to know about it is because you thought we would go and do the exact same thing? If that's the case, why didn't you just kick us out from the start?
Because if we don't accomplish our goal, it won't matter anyways.
What do you mean it won't matter?
This park is set to close in 3 months. Soon, none of us will be able to enter the park ever again.
What?
Excuse me?
The park can close?
But,
oh my god.
Sam, were you going to tell us this? Were you going to tell me this?
I'm sorry, Alina, but the whole reason the park is closing is because it's too risky to have humans here. It isn't like ancient times when we needed mythology to create rules and structure. It's the opposite. It would create chaos if more people knew about this.
You can say all you want about how you're here to help save the park, but would I have ever seen you again once the park closed? Or were you just going to disappear?
Terry and I will go wherever the new park will be.
Hence why you've given up, isn't it? We all thought it was strange that you didn't think you were ever going to see my brother again.
Well, there is a second part to Terry's statement, and the real reason why we're all here.
If we can get rid of it, the park will remain.
So we'll kill the thing. Tonight.
It's the only way to make things right.
Dog. You're willing to kill a creature?
Well, it'll be a group effort.
Jessica?
Whose voice was that?
Jessica. Oh, Jessica. You've returned. You've finally returned. I've been good and been waiting for you all this time.
Wait, is that a plush?
Oh, it looks so worn out.
You're here. You're actually here.
I thought this was supposed to be a giant animal.
It's on your right. 2 o'clock.
Jessica, you know what to do.
You were gone for so long, but I've been doing exactly what I was born to do before you've left.
Before I left? What have you been doing?
Beating up the mean people. Taking them down so that they'd never bother you again. I'm your protector, after all.
Oh, my God. Drew? Look. Aren't those the fairies from before?
Oh, my God. I thought they were able to escape.
We need to save them.
Jessica, can you do it?
Are we sure this is what we want to do?
What do you mean?
Sam, this isn't like you. You take care of creatures. You help wash turtles' backs. You bring cornbread to Yumbos. What you don't do is participate in murder.
But what about the other creatures whose homes would disappear? I can't let them down either.
You guys, we already decided.
There has to be another way, though, right? There always is another
yes,
way.
And if the answer is violence, then you know it isn't the right answer.
And Jessica, what about you? You may not be able to see them, but you know they're fighting out there for you, right?
Watch it.
Your friends, these creatures who are willing to do anything for you, are beating each other silly out there.
Get out of my way.
I mean...
Isn't this what you do? Beat up creatures to assert your authority? Why are you emotional now?
Drew!
No, Drew's right. Someone has to say it. You see it, don't you? That your way is wrong. And now is the time to step up and actually fix your mistakes. You need to do what your heart says is correct.
And we can help you. We can help all of you. I mean, you guys said it. There's 3 more months, and we can do this. Together.
Oh no, Hiishi. We really do need to get them back to the other world.
Then end this fight and let's go.
Come on, come on, I'll help. I think I know enough about fairies to navigate.
Unless someone else wants to do it.
Cerberus, help the djinn. Till we figure this out.
Dog? Please? Let's not fight anymore.
But will we actually succeed?
We have so far. We can do this. Sam, are you with us?
The fairies need our help first and foremost. Cerberus.
Hold on. We've been searching for the creature for years now, and we've just found it. Do you actually think we can come up with a plan and then find it again all within 3 months? It's not going to happen.
Alina's right. It's not just us anymore, Terry. There's a team here, and we can figure something out together.
And what about your last team? The one you already gave up on?
I'm willing to make it work again. If they are. Jessica, what about you?
Do you really believe there's another way?
I don't know, but I'm willing to try if you are.
Sam! Did you hear Jessica just now?
I saw him, too. Just for a second.
How is that possible?
Maybe there really is another way. This means we have to try now.
Once Cerberus gets up, we have to go.
And while that's happening, the djinn and the lion dogs can hold back the creature while we escape.
Yes, let's do this. As a team.
There's no time to lose if we're doing this.
Okay, okay. Dio, G, go help out the djinn.
Cerberus, now.
This again.
Are you going to be okay, Jessica? Going back to where the fairies are? You're not gonna beat them up, right?
Let's just hope it doesn't take us too long to find the path back.
Come on. Let's go before it's too late.
Djinn, please. I'll leave everything to you. Find me when you're done.
I always have to do everything on my own.
Just, Jessica, wait.
Please,
Jessica. No,
let's go.
No.
Now.
What?
Come on, gang.
No, let go of me.
To the other world.
Stop. I've got to. Jessica, wait. Please, you have to let me go now. Jessica.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.